Hey everybody, welcome to the Spy vs. Spy Podcast. I'm your host, Phil, coming to you from a studio here in the great Pacific Northwest of Minnesota. Brian is, he's actually in the green room right now. He's getting himself sussed up. He's got a big gig tonight at his job factory where he'll be working different hours, except it's looking like it might be a little closer to the same hours that he was working. We recorded two fine, upstanding podcasts about nothing but bodily functions before Brian finally shook off the last of his hangover from the big Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so now we're coming to you live while Brian's getting dressed. And on my right is a microphone I'm not using. So today we're going to talk about the topic of board games, which I believe was Brian's idea to salvage the second of the horrible shows you will never, ever hear. He asked me what my favorite game was, and I wasn't able to think of anything on the spot because I'm an idiot, and I can never think of stuff on the spot. If I got a little time to prepare, I can think of stuff. For example, Stratego. Trouble. That's not true. Trouble really irritates me. Hey, baby. Thanks. Stratego is pretty cool. I played with my cousin, but, I wasn't very good at it because he was a couple years older than me and was able to develop a better stratege. But that's a good game. Risk, never played it. I know my uncles were into that game, but I don't know. I've never played it. Clue, can't stand it. Cannot stand Clue. It's ridiculous. It's just like, guess what three things are in the thing? It's no good unless you got a lot of people. But like when it was just me and my brother, me and my uncle, or just me and myself, it's Clue. You can't play one player Clue. I suppose you can. You can take three cards and just be like, flip over all the other ones and think of, I don't see Professor Peach Pit in this deck.
Professor Banana Bread?
Yeah, it's not here. Hey, Brian, we started doing the show.
Oh yeah.
So Brian's here from the dressing room.
I was just coffeeing up.
Yep. We were just discussing.
So what I like to do first thing that here's what I do. Wake up. First thing what I do. Uh-huh. Well, I'm not going to say the first thing that I
first
do.
First thing you do is you wake up and you record an hour and a half of bullshit that nobody wants to hear. And then right after that, we get down to business.
Yeah. All right. I was going to pretend like that never happened, but all right.
Oh no,
did
I already. Yeah. I already
spilled that
beans. Yeah.
Oh,
they know what's happening.
You know what we should do? Here's what we should do. We should have, like, not like a contest, but we should have like a thing where maybe people can get like an exclusive download of the aborted shit.
That's a great idea. Anybody who orders five Spy vs. Spy picks gets
guitar picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Or else we could say they have to write in and answer a question or something.
And that's a question.
Maybe.
Like, why do you deserve to hear our
No,
crap?
probably more like, do you wipe your butt standing or sitting?
That's a good idea. I think we'll just, yeah. Okay.
Email spyversusspy@gmail.com with your answer to the question, do you wipe your butt standing or sitting?
Or laying.
And please, like, expand on that a bit if you could. Not just, you could say why or why do you think the other way would be terrible or stupid. Or
No, that should be the essay question. Why do you think the other way is stupid? You can say what one you do and why you hate the other one.
And why you don't do the other one.
Yeah.
Or something.
Perfect.
Yeah, so write that in.
The winning respondent gets
the gets, one person gets to hear the thing.
They get read-only access to my C drive. I'll just go ahead and give them
We'll email them a you send it link that expires like that day.
Yeah, so they got to get right on it.
Yeah,
and we'll use
like
DRM
that.
Files, so you can't possibly play them for anybody else.
Yep.
It'll just sound like dog whistles to everyone else.
You wouldn't want to.
Yeah. So I was just cluing in the big Spy vs. Spy. Shit, I think I might have called it the Tart Pop podcast while you were.
You fucking asshole.
It's a possibility.
Not loud. Well, whatever he said, don't believe him. He's lying.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever I say is the real truth.
We're going to be doing an interview with Max Weinberg in a couple minutes here. He's just warming up back there. And he's had a long weekend.
just hammered.
Yep. So I was talking about the board games there, because you mentioned board games earlier.
Several days ago.
This morning, we recorded last Friday's show for tomorrow's big 1867 last weekend.
Well, it's mainly because of the time change.
That's right. This is a lot harder than it looks, people. For us to both be talking at the same... Because Brian starts talking at 2 and I start talking at 2, but we have different 2s, so it's...
We have an itinerary of what we're going to say, but... hey, how did you do that?
Down to the 10th of a second. It's
down to the 100th of a second is how we do it.
We email this show back and forth and just say one
we
thing.
We do is we write letters on postcards and then we... Sorry.
Carrier pigeons.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about board games just now. You said
carrier pigeons? I hardly... Never mind.
You hate
board
Clue.
Games.
You don't play Risk. You like Stratego.
What? Me?
Yeah.
You got those all wrong.
That's all me. What do you got?
Clue is good in theory, but it's actually really boring to play.
Okay.
And Stratego, I only played a little bit when I was younger.
Pretty fun though.
Not bad. There was that one on the Clubhouse games for DS, the fake Stratego. But it has like a plane and a tank in it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's bogers.
Yeah, totally.
So stupid. It's not even fun. Oh my god, I hate it.
So what's your preferred board game? What would you...
Well, I want to say that one of the best games of all time is Scrabble, but usually I hate playing it.
Really?
Because whenever we play it, like whenever I play it, it's always like Christmas time at the parents' house and stuff with the family. And my family's the slowest fucking Scrabble players ever. They take so long. Like, I wish we had a timer for it or something, you know, like a chess timer or something, because they take so long. And they, like, I'm all about speed. I just want to get it over with. And I don't, you know, like, okay, maybe I didn't make the best play, maybe I didn't get the most points, but I just want to play the game and have it be done, right?
Right.
But just like hours of sitting there. And then also, like,
you don't care about winning.
It's nice when it happens, but also, my family's, like, they don't really... Like, they play by the rules, but they have no problem with looking words up in the dictionary before... Like, you know, the dictionary's there for contesting stuff, right?
Right.
But they'll just, like, oh, what can I make with this? And they'll just sit there and read the dictionary for, like, an hour. Oh, God, it's terrible. I can't handle it. But the game of Scrabble itself, if you play it fast and you keep it snappy and fun, then I think that's a really good game.
Me too.
What about Mastermind? You like Mastermind?
Mastermind was pretty good. I used to play that with my grandma.
Mastermind's not bad. It's underrated.
That's pretty good. That's,
Go get a travel Mastermind set and play. It's like, it doesn't require a lot of anything, and it's just fun.
Is that, okay, you have the little colored nubs. One person has, it's kind of like Hangman, except with a color sequence of little nubs.
Like a code breaker kind of thing. It's kind of like Hangman, but the thing is that you have a sequence. It's not just guessing the colors of the nubs. It's
the
getting
order,
them in the right order,
yeah.
And then the person who has the answer tells you whether they're right and or whether they're in the right place.
Right.
So you might have the four colors right, but they're in the wrong order, and then you got to figure out, and you only have a certain number of moves. It's pretty good.
Because you move up the board closer to the Mastermind's little protective
shield.
That's
right, shield. And if you get to the end and you don't do it, then he gets to punch you in the face.
I like the drama of the little Mastermind reveal, the little flip. You know, I like that.
Yes, definitely. It's like... It's kind of like Wheel of Fortune or something.
I suppose
my sister
is.
Had the Wheel of Fortune board game. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it was really dumb.
What was wrong with it?
It was just shitty.
Too few puzzles? Too easy?
Yeah, I don't really remember.
No fun without prizes? Without the little floating head?
I think it's something like that.
We'll
I had the Jeopardy
Ottoman.
Board game.
Yeah.
The Jeopardy home game, and it had the little, like, standy things. You put the cards in, and you reveal the things, and you read the answer. It was pretty fun.
Yeah,
Jeopardy's good, but it's not a good board game, really.
That's kind of a TV show on a board game.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear that pterodactyl back there?
Yeah, you're in the land of the lost or something.
Mm-hmm.
TV board games like Monopoly, right? Remember the Monopoly
what?
TV show?
No.
They had a TV version of Monopoly.
Hmm.
It was dumb.
Monopoly the game, pretty good.
I actually like Monopoly, but I don't like finishing the game of Monopoly. Because
I know, it's very
rare.
It
takes too dang long.
You're just so drunk by the end that you've discarded the rules.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't like... I never cheated at that game, but what I always liked doing was hiding my money places. So when people look at my setup, they think that, oh yeah, that guy's he's down and out. He's not gonna be so good. And then like I reach into my back pocket and I pull out a couple 500s and oh my god, I'm not losing or winning, whatever.
I bring my own hotels.
Yeah. Do you hand paint them? Do you go in with a little tester's paint and a little brush and make them all individualized?
No, that's a good idea.
You know, paint the miniatures.
Oh yeah, totally. Oh man, I should do that.
Paint the dog in goblin green or something.
Right?
Yeah.
There was this guy named Damon Anderson in my school there, and he would always paint the little lead miniatures, and he had the plastic ones too. He had these little skeletons and all that. But he'd paint those shits all the time. And he would it's kinda sad really.
A little bit.
But he would... No, I mean, not that. That's like, okay, that's fine. You need a hobby. The sad part is that he would, like, bribe bullies with them. You know?
Oh.
Like, hey, stop picking on me. I'll give you this orc.
That's not so good.
It worked.
But isn't that just going to cause more bullying if they want more of those things? You're just enabling them.
Right. And he did.
So...
And that's the way... Yeah. Willie Burrard had a steady stream of orcs.
Although, did he ever get beaten up?
Occasionally. Yeah, actually, Adrian Abramchuk couldn't take it anymore. Because this guy, Damon Anderson, he was walking that fine line between bullying and bullying.
I have too many orcs.
Well, he was like, he was picked on a lot, but at the same time, he was passing it along. You know, he was just middle management kind of, you know.
Yeah.
So he was picking on the Adrian Abramchuk one day. And this kid, he had his jaw wired shut, and he was all, like, cut up in his face. His jaw shut. He had his jaw wired shut for some reason. I don't know, something happened to him. So he was picking on him. He was like, hey, Adrian,
he was pigging on him.
He was totally pigging out on him. He was just like, snarfle. And then Adrian couldn't take it, so he hit him in the face with a science book.
Wow.
And then once he saw that worked, he kept doing it. Like, the first time, it was just out of shock. It was just like, I can't take it anymore. Whap, hit him with a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Damon stunned. So then Adrian, you know, once he saw that it was effective, he whapped him until the shop teacher did that little, he has a little swivel hip kind of thing, until he swiveled on over and broke it up with all the fingers he had. He broke that little fight up. It was pretty good.
Your shop teacher was missing fingers, huh?
Missing fingers and had a swivelly hip. Yep.
That's man. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Man. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, but see, I don't know why Damon always. It was shop class, and he brings these miniatures to shop class, like where there's implements of destruction, where there's vices, and where there's
you're just
sanding
asking.
Things. And, yeah. So,
you know, it's one thing if you just have the figurines, but if you put all the effort into painting them, like, come on. Just waste
and he really
time,
did. He went to town. He went directly to town.
I always kind of appreciated... Yeah. I kind of appreciated miniature painting. I think it's kind of neat, and, like, it looks good when good people do it.
Sure.
And stuff. But there's not really a point to it, so... And same thing with, like, building models and stuff. It's just kind of like, yeah, it's a thing to do, but... But what? You know, I know you can play the Warhammer type games and what have you, but
I think building models is kind of cool. Not, you know, I mean, not
I could never get into
really,
it.
But my old man used to make model cars and shit when he was a kid, and he would get super into it. You know, he cut off all the flash and mask shit off when he painted it, and make it real special and whatnot. And he used to actually heat up a piece of window screen in a frying pan and then roll the tires over it, because like originally the tires were just all slick, but he would make his own custom treads and tires and shit.
Window screen? Oh yeah, pretty cool. I was thinking windscreen, like a windshield.
He used to microwave a windbreaker and then
those windbreakers that turn into a, that fold up into a little pouch that you wear around your waist.
Yeah, totally.
Remember those?
Have you seen the bra that's a shopping bag? It's on the thing. It's one of them sites, Ding Dang or Wing Dang or Hey Look It. What's it called? Everyone's looking at this today. I think that's what it's called. And yeah.
I think it's just called Internet.
Yeah, that's right. It was on the Internet site.
I saw it on Internet.com.
So are you trying to say
what is Internet.com?
I'm gonna look it up.
What's your guess? Do you think it's like AOL or something like that?
Internet.com. I'm gonna say CompuServe.
The Internet and IT Network from Jupiter Media Corp.
Girls go to Jupiter Corp to get more Jupiter Corp.
Yeah.
But are you basically, is this working up to you saying what your favorite board game is and you're going to say it's D&D?
D&D is not a board game.
No?
Well, I guess it kind of can be.
You play on a thing. It's on a flat. Use a table.
There's dice.
Board game, Trivial Pursuit's not bad. Risk is not bad.
I never play Risk. I don't know.
I used to play it a bit more. I haven't played it in ages. It's pretty good, but it's another one of those games that can kind of go on for a long time. And
the kids have SpongeBob Risk.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But I do have Simpsons Life. We played that a couple weeks ago, and that was pretty fun. It was kind of short, though. I thought it'd be longer.
Game of Life? I don't really like Game of Life.
It's too short.
It's just kind
of... There's no, like,
morality choices.
Game of Life
is too short, dude.
It should be like, murder this guy or don't murder this guy. If you murder that guy, you get $10,000, but then it comes back to haunt you. You know, that should be, yeah. I think there should be
more.
But
you can sell your kids.
Can you? At the end? You have to get them.
Day of Reckoning.
In real life? Now? Can I?
Maybe.
Hey, Spencer. How much monies are you worth?
I don't know.
If I was going to buy you in the store, how much would I have to pay? $100? $200?
It's going to have nightmares about this in a few years.
Yeah, I suppose. Could I trade a bag of cookies for you?
And then give him the cookies?
He said, yeah, because I like cookies. So
there you go.
Yep. All right. That's all it takes.
Bargain.
That's right. Oh, Bargain's a good game. I love that one.
How about Scotland Yard? You ever play that?
No.
I never did.
Is that Clue?
I always wanted to. No.
Is it ethnic Clue?
Yeah, I think so. It's Cluedo. You know that's what Clue is called in everywhere except for North America?
Cluedo?
It's called Cluedo.
Really?
Look it up.
Huh. You're kind of a robot now. You're looking shit up, aren't you?
Me?
You browsing and carousing?
No, I'm not at all.
Huh. Sounds like you're a little world of voice changer. You wearing your Darth Vader helmet?
No, I'm not.
What about the shorts?
Darth Vader shorts?
Yeah.
Darth Vader underoos?
Yeah, yeah.
Best board game? I would have to say not Mousetrap. Top Secret? Remember Top Secret?
No.
Oh, Top Secret. It wasn't very good. It was about making blueprints for like a big mech robot thing, and you were a scientist and stuff.
Wow.
I had that when I was a kid. Something weird.
I like checkers. That's a good game. I think checkers is a good game, especially
I don't really
if you
like
have
checkers.
A box that comes with the alternate playing tips.
Chess, they call that.
No, there's lots of different ways to play checkers. You can do the where you can, instead of doing side to side, you do the corner to corner. You know, and like
you can play Chinese style.
There's lots of different methods at playing checkers.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the checkers.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Because it kind of sounds like something else.
Chesters?
No.
Chiggers?
Chinkers?
That's not at all what it sounds like, and why do I care?
I don't know. Association? Something?
You're a racist.
No, I'm not. I just thought maybe there was a less, derogatory term than checkers.
Yeah, game. Maybe.
But, sorry, Brian. Jeez. What?
I quit.
Connect Four? You like that one?
Huh? Connect Four is pretty good.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos?
Bad.
Kerplop? What's that game called? Where you got the sticks and the Kerplunk.
I never played that. I don't like those kinds of games.
Nothing?
I don't like games that make a mess.
What about Don't
like
Break
Jenga.
The Ice? Don't Break
is that
the Ice?
Like Don't Wake Daddy?
It's like it's this little blue plastic frame, and you push in all the ice cubes, and the ice cubes just barely fit, and someone's sitting on top of the ice, and then you take turns whacking out ice cubes with a hammer, and then once the guy's sitting on falls through, you lose.
That's just exactly the same as Kerplunk, isn't it?
Kind of, but instead of pulling sticks, you're whacking cubes.
Yeah, well, it's the same.
What about Don't Spill the Beans? Ants in the Pants? You got that? We got SpongeBob Ants in the Pants. That's pretty good. SpongeBob standing there with his pants open, and you just flick the little ants up in
ants, there. I believe it's called Ants in the Square Pants.
It is, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Elephone? You got that?
Elephone?
Elephone.
I don't know what that is.
It's this plastic elephant with a vinyl trunk, and you fill him full of these little nylon butterflies. That's three materials. And then
and
it's battery operated. Yeah, he comes with nets, and he like goes and
I've
shoots
seen
little.
A commercial for
yeah,
that.
It's pretty great.
Those are the kinds of the games that you only have when you have kids.
I suppose so. Or if you are kids, but I don't think they made it back when I was a kid.
I was kids once.
Yeah. Now, back then, all we had was, don't step on this. Yeah.
All we had was...
That's hot.
Chuck Rocks at... We had Chuck Rock for
right.
TurboGrafx.
That's pretty good. I did play that game. I played that at my friend Dave Podden's house. Yeah, the TurboGrafx. It's good. No, it's
good. My favorite board game of all time is Nintendo.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's nice. Okay, that's fine.
I'm the winner.
Now you go ahead with that. Earlier you spake of Mousetrap and how you feel that that's not a real board game.
I never owned it. I never really played it, but like it seems to me that game is it's really all about the spectacle and it's not really about it being a good game or being fun.
My family had game night.
Mhm.
Just about once a
week.
I've
never played that one before.
We had we had game night where we would play Don't Break the Ice, we'd play Kerplunk, we'd play Rebound. Oh, Rebound was so good. You play? You have that? Rebound?
Crossfire?
No, we didn't have Crossfire.
Crossfire!
That was pretty cool. A lot of pieces to that, though. Didn't that come with a lot of ball bearings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was like BB reverse Hungry Hippos.
Right.
It was like Vomiting Hippos.
Oh,
that'd
be great.
I called it.
Oh, man. I wonder if you could... They'd have to be pretty slim hippos. Right now it's 3:20. Oh, man, Brian, you're going to be so late.
Who, me?
The boss is going to kick you in the teeth, Jim Shooter.
Yeah, whatever. I don't...
That's your boss, right? You work in Nobro, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well...
So what does it come down to? Favorite board game for Brian F. as of right now, 2007 today.
You know what's fun? Is Cranium. You played Cranium before?
Yeah. I got
that's
that
a good game. I like that one a lot.
It's good because you can dork with the clay when it's on your turn.
Yes, definitely. And my sister has the deluxe set, and it comes with two clays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On clay. That's cool.
Clay. And that one's good because it has a lot of different things in it. It's got the drawing, it's got the trivia, word puzzles, it's got some charades in it.
Yeah,
charades.
That's fun. I like the musical stuff.
Yes, humming songs,
mm-hmm.
and then nobody knows the song. And then
yeah, totally.
You're like,
You're like, that doesn't sound like 2 minutes to midnight.
One of the best ones that we had was try to hum Push It by Salt.
Yeah.
That's really difficult to do.
Well, you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but the people don't necessarily know that part, right?
I suppose.
So you try to hum the
you can't write
vocals
the hum
of it.
The...
Yeah. Oh, what?
Pringles commercial?
Yeah, my favorite board game is Pringles Trivia.
Oh,
Pringles
yeah.
Survivor Trivia.
I have not had any of those Pringles chips with the stuff written on them. But I am all about stuff with stuff written on them.
I don't know.
I like things combined with other things so much.
I want to eat and read at the same time, not read then eat. You know what I'm saying?
Those trivia Pringles are the perfect food for the toilet. Oh, if only you could smoke them, then you could really have other...
What do you, there's kind of scoop-shaped. Do you use that for anything? When you're in there?
You know what I was thinking? Okay, I had a nightmare this morning when I was awake.
Right. Okay.
And I realized that my big scheme, okay, to make my hundreds and hundreds of dollars with my shoehorn restaurant.
Yeah.
Is basically just a more complicated form of Pringles. So
yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I need another big idea. You want to know one of my big ideas?
Yeah.
Do
what?
You want to know my big idea?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so here's my big idea. So I'm going to get on a TV with this, all right? It's a show. Okay. Yeah, we'll get there. You like shows.
No problem.
Okay, it's a TV show.
What the? Oh, yeah.
And the TV show is called Season Finale. Okay? And it's a 13-episode season, and every episode is the season finale from the show's hypothetical seasons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the first episode is really the last episode of the first season of that show. So you have to hire age-appropriate actors for every episode, you know, and they get a little... But it's always... And it's all cliffhangers. Every episode is a cliffhanger, and you don't really get the resolve because you watch the next week, and you're like, oh, is Joey and Chandler going to get married? And then the next week, Joey and Chandler aren't even on it until the end, and you see, oh, yeah, they did get married after all. But there's no, like, immediate result to the cliffhanger, you know?
What if Joey and Chandler held out for money and got fired or whatever, and then they brought in cousins?
Coin Vance.
That's pretty good.
You telegraphed that one, dude.
Wouldn't that be weird if you're watching Friends one time and then, like, there are two different characters instead of two other characters? That would have been weird.
I could dig it.
I think they should have done it and said, like, fuck you, you're not getting $1 million per episode. We're going to hire new actors.
That'd be great.
And the show will be exactly the same.
They should hire the Mexican voice actors for The Simpsons, the ones that do the... Did you hear about that? They got a little dispute. They're not letting them do the voices for the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So harsh. I'd be so pissed, man, if I was Mexican and I was used to watching The Simpsons for like 18 years with the same Mexican voice actors, and then you go see the movie and all the voices are different, I'd be so pissed. What do you think of my show idea, dude? Season finale? Would you watch that shit?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What if at the end of season finale, okay, for the season finale of season finale, they have a vote, and you vote on which episode is your favorite, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they make that season of that, like, that time period. Because they already have all the voice actors. You know, they already have the actors. No, they could make that season, and then they could go ahead and make the result for that cliffhanger as well. And that'd be season two of season finale.
Another good idea for a TV show would just be showing failed pilots.
Yeah, I'd be into that. That'd be a good pilot.
Oh, fuck, I'd be so into it.
If you had, like, you could have, like, a stable of actors and whatnot, but every week it was, like, a new failed pilot. But it could be fake failed pilots. I'd be into real failed pilots, too, but I mean, like,
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, either. Because there's an awful lot of shows that never get made with people that you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that actor before. Isn't that Tom Hanks?
Yeah, totally. It is Tom Hanks. You're right. Yes.
From Boob Friends or whatever.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, man. If they spun off Bosom Buddies, like Hooter Chums?
Tit Pals. Yeah. They're called Tit Pals.
Oh, Hooter Chum, you know, underneath. You know, it's like... All right, so you know what my follow-up to season finale is? After I start raking in the big bucks for season
Just a
finale?
Show called Under Boob?
No. No, that'd be All horrible. Right. It'd be, from the makers of season finale comes The Bus. And the show The Bus would take place on a bus, okay? It'd be a bus... You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I hope you're not saying what I think you're saying, because there's already a show like that.
What?
Just people on a bus every day?
Yeah.
There's a show like that already.
What's it called? Is it called The Bus?
Train 48 or something. It's a Canadian show.
That's Train.
It takes place on a commuter train.
Is it the same people every day, and they get on at the same time every day and everything? So, like, you know that one guy's not going to be on the show until two-thirds of the way through?
Yes.
Fuck.
Well, something like that, and it's just them.
Damn it.
There's no other. The only set, as far as I know, is the train itself, and it's the same people every day, like talking about their days, whatever.
It sounds so good.
What's it called? It's called Train 48, I think.
Nice.
I can't watch it. I think it's terrible, but
I'm getting that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch it right now.
Try digitaldistractions.org. That's Canadian stuff on that site.
Okay. Nice. I'm all about that. I'm all about when I have an idea and someone takes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Green Bay Packers. Right. My idea.
The Green Day Packers?
Oh, no, that's great. I love that. Yeah, that was my idea, too. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, Green Day was my idea.
I need to work on a follow up to season finale, because I know that one's going to break on through to the other side. So, hey, everybody.
Oh, hi. This has been the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I'm Phil. That's Brian.
That's right.
Email spyversusspy@gmail.com. You could send in your trivia answer and get a prize. Sort of a special
bonus prize if you send in your trivia answer as a form of an MP3 or WAV file or whatever.
Oh my god, yeah. Anyone who does that, we're gonna fucking hook you up.
I'm gonna tell you right now, audience, anybody who sends us any kind of audio file at all is guaranteed to have it played on the thing. So I mean, yeah,
sure.
What the fuck, you know? Get on the stick, dick face.
Yeah, you got a computer. What's your problem?
Yeah, really. It's got a microphone, doesn't it? You got what do you got? An iBook? It's got a microphone right on there. Just push a button.
Yeah.
It's people's problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
You could send it in with video, too, if you want it, but we can't play that.
That's true. But you go ahead and send in your audio, and if you win, you'll get Carl Castle's voice on your answering machine.
Carl Castle?
Yeah. He's a guy from NPR. So wait, don't tell
me. Carl Kaufman?
So, everybody, take it easy. Carl Kaufman, Dean Tripp, Brandon Lewis, I'm going to fight you guys. Bye, Peters.
Let's get ready to bye, Peters. I'm going to go up and bye, Peters.
Pot full of Peters.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Yeah, totally.
What are you doing? I'm cleansing and purifying.
Mortally obese.